Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
I've always heard there is a land beyond the mortal dreams of man, where every tear will be left behind, but it must be so tired of earthly things, which promise peace but furnish pain. Life's sweetest joys combined could never match those in another time. Ooh. And though I gave my life to Christ and felt His Spirit glory in another place. Ooh. Ooh. So I'm waiting for another time and another place, where all my hopes and dreams will be captured with one look at Jesus' face. Sometimes I can hardly wait for that sweet, sweet someday, when I'll be swept away to another time and another place.
Over the last few programs, I've been teaching on the subject,
Will the church go through the Great Tribulation? Who will do the preaching here on this planet during the hour of the tribulation? We understand from Scripture that the Lord will, in the last 7 years, turn his attention again to the Jewish people, and he will assign Jewish people to preach the gospel during that hour, and there's going to be 144,000. You can read that in Revelation chapter 7. He will take 12,000 from every tribe. And then there's going to be an incredible explosion. People will come to the Lord by the thousands, the hundreds of thousands. But the church will be evacuated before that happens. We the church have been God's representatives for the last 2,000 years, since the death of the Lord Jesus Christ and the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. The preaching of the gospel has been assigned to the Gentile nations, and they have been preaching the gospel throughout the whole world. The Bible teaches us that the gospel has reached the ends of the earth. So I believe the Lord Jesus Christ is about to come back. The fulfillment of the number of the Gentile bride will soon be here, and then the Lord will take us unto himself. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 52, it tells us, "In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." So it'll take a split second, and then we're going to be in the portals of glory, watching as the tribulation period unfolds before us. Today I will show you in Scripture how the church will arrive in heaven and what they will be doing as the tribulation unfolds. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts so that they can understand and rejoice in what's going to happen to us in the very near future. I thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen. When we study Revelations chapter 1, 2, and 3, It is a very clear description of God speaking to the churches that are here on earth. And the last church that's going to be here is the Church of Laodicea. And the way the Laodicean church is described, it is very clear to identify that we are this church called the Laodicean church. And I somehow feel that the damage the church is doing to itself is going to come to a point where God will have to say, it's time to remove you, and will take us unto himself. And then things will change dramatically. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, when you start reading it, it describes something that most people don't seem to understand or realize. God has been speaking to John the Revelator. He is speaking to him about the churches, about their condition. And now John is whisked away into heaven, where he is shown the Great Tribulation period. And I will read you the account of it, and you will begin to understand that the church will be raptured and will be taken into heaven just before the Great Tribulation period will begin. It tells us in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show these things which must be hereafter." We have to understand that while he was telling John about the things in the churches, about what the churches were doing. He was on earth. But then he started to show him the great tribulation. But before he started to show him the great tribulation, he said, come up hither. He took him into heaven. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper, a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. In verse 3 of Revelation chapter 4, John gives an account of what he saw sitting on the throne. And to my opinion, that's a description that we cannot understand, because he saw incredible, beautiful jewelry. That's what he saw sitting on the throne. So God must be covered in jewels and pearls, or whatever John is trying to describe. And in verse 4 it tells us, and around about the throne were 24 seats. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunders and voices. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. We have to pay attention here. John looked and he saw the throne, and he saw what was happening around the throne. He saw the 24 elders. He saw the beasts around the throne. He saw a beast that looked like a lion, or like a calf, or one that looked like a man, and one that looked like a flying eagle. When you study these scriptures, you wonder at what John saw. But one thing that caught my attention was that around that throne there was a sea like unto glass. It was a wide open space where nothing but the 24 elders and the beasts were sitting and worshiping God. The rest was a sea of glass. That caught my attention while I was studying the book of Revelation years ago. How come there's a sea of glass? What's that sea of glass for? But then the Holy Spirit brought something to my attention which explained what happened to that sea of glass. In Revelation chapter 5, John starts to see things taking place. Things are beginning to happen. There's the throne. And then he sees a lamb that was slain. He knew it was Jesus the moment he saw it. And he said, that lamb walked up to the throne, and he took a book out of the hand of him that sat upon the throne. So if anybody's got a problem with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he should just read the scripture. It very clearly describes that there is somebody sitting on the throne, and somebody else is walking up to the throne and taking a book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. It tells us in Revelation chapter 5, verse 7, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. Who is he? That's Jesus walking up to the Father and taking that book. And when he had taken the book, the 4 beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of the odors which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So this is what the 24 elders are seeing and saying. They are glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. They are telling him, you are worthy to open that book, for you have redeemed us unto God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. And you have made us unto our God kings and priests. You have made us fit for the kingdom of God by your blood. That should get the attention of every religious person that is listening to this program. It is not our religious works or our righteous acts that makes us qualified for the kingdom of heaven. It is the blood of Jesus Christ. It is very clearly written here. And we need to pay close attention to this, and we need to study it and to assure ourselves that we are made right by the blood of Jesus. And then in verse 11 of Revelation chapter 5, it tells us, and I beheld and heard the voices of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands. Who on earth are those people that are singing this song that Jesus is worthy? It cannot be angels that he is talking about here, even though it tells us that there are angels amongst them, those thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of people. Because angels do not sing that they were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It can only be the saints of God. For we can see here that sea of glass that is round about the throne all of a sudden fills up with millions of people. And I believe these are the saints that have been evacuated from the earth. We have to remember, John arrives in heaven. He looks at the throne and he sees around about the throne a sea of glass. And then the Lord Jesus Christ takes the little book from the right hand of him that sat on the throne. And all at once, that sea of glass is filled up with millions of people. And then the first seals are opened up, which kick off the great tribulation. For those of you who are not sure of what will happen to the Church of Jesus Christ, you need to study these scriptures. Look at them for yourself, and the Lord will open your eyes to the truth that he will take his children unto himself before he starts to pour out his wrath on them that are destroying the earth. The Lord wants us to be at peace. He's telling us in 1st and 2nd Thessalonians that we are to comfort ourselves with these words, with these scriptures. He tells us in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Scripture clearly describes that once that sea of glass was filled up with millions of people, then the Lord Jesus Christ takes the scroll out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne, and he begins to unwrap it. That's when the great tribulation period begins. The church is mentioned in the first three chapters of the book of Revelation. Once John is taken to heaven in chapter 4 of Revelation, the church is not mentioned again till Revelation chapter 19, where God describes the beauty of the church. So we can rest assured in our hearts that the horrifying times that are coming upon this planet will not affect us. We can look towards the end times with anticipation and joy, for our Lord Jesus Christ is about ready to come to take his children unto himself. Are you ready for that moment? In Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, it clearly teaches us that we were redeemed to God by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we come from every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. Are you one of those who are going to stand on the sea of glass as the tribulation starts to unfold? The choice is yours. Turn to Jesus now. Give him your life and heart, and you will become a blessing to yourself. The Lord will open your heart to these awesome truths and make you a blessing.
Sin, they are waiting, lost and away from the fold. Who bear the message of Christ and redemption? See, they have never been told. Go tell the untold millions over the whole world wide. Go tell the untold millions, tell of the
question is asked many times, who will do the preaching during the hour of the tribulation? And what will happen to the saints who turn to the Lord during that hour? Will there be people who will turn to the Lord for salvation? When we study Revelation chapter 7, it tells us very clearly who will do the preaching. It's going to be the 144,000 selected from the 12 tribes of Israel. And the Bible teaches us when the Lamb of God opened up the fifth seal, he saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell upon the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should yet rest yet a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. So here we see the Antichrist in the first, second, third, and fourth seal have been released. The Antichrist has been released upon the earth, and with him he brought a lot of destruction and chaos. The Bible teaches us that he made war on the saints, and here is the record of what happened to the saints as they were asking for revenge. That is something the church has never been told to do, and that is to seek revenge. We are told to love our enemies. And here, the saints that come out of the tribulation, they are asking, when will you avenge those who treated us like that on the earth? These are the tribulation saints. And one of the elders was standing with John, it tells us in Revelations chapter 7. One of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence come they? He's asking John a question. Do you know where these come from? And John tells him, sir, thou knowest. In other words, he's asking, where do they come from? And he said unto me, these are they which came out of the great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in the temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell amongst them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. So this is the account of the tribulation saints. God himself will wipe away their tears. So they will have gone through some terrible times of persecution brought on by the Antichrist. And God is going to himself make sure that they hunger no more. He's going to be personally looking out for them. So this is an account that is written to us out of the book of Revelation. For those of you who are wondering, will there be people turning to Jesus during the hour of the tribulation? When I study the book of Revelation, I can figure out through the word of God that many, many millions will turn to God. They will reject the number of the Antichrist, but in so doing, they will lose their lives. So I'm asking you today, where do you stand with this subject? Do you love the Lord? There is not much time left. We are fast approaching the hour of the tribulation. The Lord God tells us very clearly, when you see these things begin to come to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. He says, those that look for my appearing, to them will I return the second time without sin unto salvation. Are you looking for him? And he tells us in Revelations chapter 3, verse 10, because you have kept the word of my patience, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation that shall come to try them that dwell upon the earth. God is giving us a chance. He's showing us what will come to pass, and he is giving us a choice to escape it. Yes, during the hour of the tribulation, it will be the blood of Jesus that will save a person from the lake of fire, but it will also cost a person his own blood if he chooses to receive the Lord. So turn to Jesus now, because we are in a time of relative peace. The Lord wants his saints to rejoice in him and to be comforted by what he is showing us. So open your heart to these words. Open your heart to the truth of the book of Revelation and become a blessing to yourself. The Lord will open your heart to these truths and make you a blessing. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.